WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 weeks after a Bryan policeman was shot and whose life was saved by a protective vest, he agreed to speak with reporters.
Let the public know that I appreciate the support that I've, not only me as an officer, but we as a department, law enforcement, that we're very appreciative of the support that we get from the community.
Joel Bravo, who has been a BPD officer 11 years, returned to night patrol on his own 2 weeks after he was shot on December 22nd.
I didn't really feel any pain or anything. It was more of just getting pegged with something. I knew I got shot because I saw the individual shoot at me. He was standing in front of me when he shot.
While Bravo says he was able to stay on his feet after he was hit, the impact left what he called a little permanent reminder on his left chest. The latest land rezoning for multifamily housing in College Station followed no public comments. That's because there is no owner-occupied homes at Holloman and George Bush, where the city is ready to sell 6 acres. Councilwoman Linda Harvell asked Jennifer Prochaska of the city's Economic Development Office about handling increased traffic on Holloman.
Have you ever been on that road and sat there for 5 lights just to cross over Texas Avenue? That's my only concern.
There will be intersection improvements, with the fourth leg of the intersection being installed, the signalization of the intersection. And so signalization timing is one method of that.
The land sale is projected to close this summer. City officials were told there will be 7 buildings as tall as 4 stories each. The number of bedrooms has not been determined. For the second time in 5 months, layoffs have taken place at Bryan-based CHI St. Joseph Health.
A spokeswoman tells WTAW News 22 positions were eliminated, primarily focused on non-patient care roles. That's after 4 positions were cut last August. The reductions, according to the CHI statement, were the result of an effort to reduce expenses in the fluid healthcare industry. The statement did not reveal where the layoffs occurred. Catholic Health Initiatives, which purchased the St. Joseph system just over 2 years ago, has facilities in 10 cities throughout the Brazos Valley. The Eagle, which first reported the layoffs, says this was part of 346 positions eliminated by CHI around Texas. According to a statement WTAW News received from CHI's Texas division, 202 left the company, 100 vacant positions will not be filled, and the remaining 44 were either reassigned to comparable roles or offered other jobs. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell will be meeting next Monday with cotton and wine producers who are competing for farmland in the Texas High Plains.
We need both crops in Texas by all means.
This follows complaints from wine producers, including Bryan-based Messinahoff, that chemicals used by cotton farmers are killing nearby vineyards.
Everybody's ready to come to the table. They know it's important. Cotton is king in Texas and always has been, and let's make sure wine has the same opportunity.
Cassell says Monday's meeting will also involve chemical companies in the Texas Department of Agriculture. The Teeks Fire Training School has announced the death of a longtime director. Henry Smith of Bryan was promoted to acting head in 1955, and he took over the position on a permanent basis 2 years later and was in charge through 1986. Before joining Teeks in 1950, he was a firefighter in Kingsville and Harlingen. Funeral services are tomorrow morning in Bryan at First Baptist Church. Additional information about Smith, who died at the age of 99, is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 70 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs. It's 8:10. Here's the weather, and it's sponsored this morning by your nationwide insurance agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are your numbers.
While temperatures continue to run warm, there's not a lot of sunshine in this forecast as moisture continues to come around high pressure well off to our east. We'll have lots of clouds today, may see a passing shower or two at any time. Temperatures right around 75. Clouds night, there's the possibility of a shower at 60 or 65 tonight. More clouds, chance for showers tomorrow, 75. Cloudy and breezy, scattered shower Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so here we go. It's Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
I've never been a deal with this. It just hasn't. I don't think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember having like a black cat cross my path or something, and keep waiting for something bad to happen.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same way. It doesn't really bother me too much. My birthday falls on the 13th, has always been kind of a good number for me.
There you go. So. Well, actually, in Italy, it is a good luck number.
Oh, okay.
For them, it's a little bit different. It's the home, of course, of the Roman Catholic Church, was separated from the rest of Christianity due to conflicting political and theological disagreements. Friday is also considered sacred by both the Norse traditions and the Muslims, both which are considered to be enemies of Christianity. So that's kind of weird the way that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fear is triskaidekaphobia, okay? Triskaidekaphobia, that's the fear of the number 13. For fear of Friday the 13th, it's called, okay, here we go, paracavadecatriaphobia.
Of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or paracavatriadecaphobia.
That's the one. Okay. Or frigatriskaidekaphobia. Mm. So others call it stupid. anyhow, the next one, as we mentioned, is going to be in October. The idea of Friday and the number 13, each being unlucky, does go back to Norse mythology and the Christian Bible. Both the idea of Friday the 13th have had a special kind of power. Let me see. Oh. Then William Tell Overture. Earliest documentation of reference to Friday the 13th occurs in 1869 in the biography of Rossini, who wrote the William Tell Overture. He was surrounded at the last by admiring friends, and he died on Friday the 13th. They have a thing in France which is rather interesting. If you have 13 dinner guests in Paris, superstitious diners can hire a quatre-zame, I believe, who is a professional 14th guest.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
13 comes right after 12, which numerologists consider to be a complete number. 12 months of the year, 12 signs of the zodiac, mm-hmm. 12 gods of Olympus, all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, 12 eggs in a dozen. So,
did you mention that some buildings don't have a 13th floor?
You know, they don't. A lot of buildings don't. I had a list of things from earlier this week, but quite honestly, I couldn't find it. So,
Who was it that died on...
Well, I think I don't know. I got triskaidekaphobia. It would have been Napoleon, Herbert Hoover, and Franklin Roosevelt.
Ah.
But I don't know.
There was somebody you mentioned a minute ago, William Tell Overture.
Yeah, Rossini.
Yeah,
he died on the 13th.
That's unlucky.
Right. Yeah, he did on the 13th. That's true. But also, for so many people, Friday the 13th means one thing and one thing only. That's the movie.
Yep.
There have now been an even dozen Friday the 13th movies.
Uh-oh, so yeah. The next one better be the biggest one.
The next one will be the 13th, yep. But anyhow, since 1980, the ongoing saga of the hockey mask serial killer Jason Voorhees has also given us multiple novellas and comic books. Anyway, I don't know that I've seen one all the way through. Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen one all the way through either.
Well,
I've probably seen all bits and pieces of all of them, though.
Now, I've seen the scary movie ones, right? With the guy that has the mask that makes fun of the Friday the 13th thing. Hello?
Yeah, you guys confused me a little bit about Adidas. What does an Adidas swoosh look like?
No, thanks. What we're saying is Adidas, what did they say? The company
with three. Oh, the brand with three stripes.
Their logo
is three stripes.
Exactly.
And anything that they have, you know, shoes all have three stripes and that kind of thing. So it was just funny because the T-shirt, it didn't say Adidas. It just said the brand with three stripes.
Yeah, I like that. So there you are, trying to brand themselves, maybe.
Yep.
We'll see how that works out. So a New Hampshire woman's obsession with recycling led police to a bank robbery suspect. Gail Doherty of Woodstock saw a paper cup, coffee cup, in the... That's
Mike Myers.
Yeah, it was. It was Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. So Gail Doherty of Woodstock saw a paper coffee cup in a trash can, retrieved it so that it could be recycled. But she also found a crumpled note up inside that said, "This is a robbery. Give me the money quietly. Nobody gets hurt." Yeah! So she handed that note over to the police, and it turns out that's the same note that had been given to somebody in a Vermont bank robbery. Cops took DNA sample.
DNA.
There's our second
magic
reference to that.
You
bet. And matched it to 28-year-old Adam Kiffin. And apparently, Adam had done something wrong before because they already had his DNA.
That's lucky that they were able to do that because like it could have just been a note that somebody wrote as a joke or something like that, and it turned out to actually be a real deal.
Did I mention Adam was dating her daughter?
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Oh.
When I heard, it's not just a coincidence.
When I saw trash, I thought, you know, public trash, but apparently must have been trash in her home.
Ooh.
So, now he's in jail facing assault and
probably
robbery,
not dating his daughter.
Probably not going to be happening. Yeah, that's they're going to do something a little bit different. Okay, so is sushi healthy?
Yes. You better say yes.
Oh, okay. Is sushi popular?
Yes.
Well, it depends on what's in the sushi roll.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Because some of it's fried and it's got cream cheese.
Yeah. They do some of that. They do. But
it can be healthy.
The deal is, though, I mean, it's you go to a restaurant to get things that you can't make at home.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And one of the, for instance, really good barbecue. I mean, I really enjoy having good barbecue because
you're not going to take 14 hours to smoke a brisket at your house.
Now, I think I can probably do some other things at home just as easily, and so I'm not necessarily going to go to get those things. But sushi is certainly one of those things.
Yep.
Until now.
Yes, I know what you're going to talk about.
At home.
Yes.
To make the perfect sushi every time, all you need is sushi rice, nori sheets, your favorite fillings, and the sushizi.
The sushizi, which
sushizi.
Is the sushizi.
The sushizi.
Is, in fact, a sushi bazooka.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, have you ever seen a caulk gun? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what we're talking about here, basically. You crack this puppy open, you put your sushi, you know, you put your little liners in there, you put your sushi rice in, then you put all your fillings, you snap that baby shut, and boom, you push out this giant tube that is sushi.
Cool. Yes.
And then you can cut it up. People will think you're so talented.
That's neat.
Oh,
yeah, it really is.
I'm trying to look this up.
It's the rice bazooka.
That's definitely going to be on the gift list for my girlfriend because we eat sushi all the time. It's the only thing that we can always like agree on.
Okay.
And so, I found that and I sent that to her and it was, we're definitely getting one of those.
Chelsea, go to Liquid Squid.
Sweet.
Go to liquidsquid.com and they've got
a
video.
Liquid Squid.
They have a video that shows this thing. But again, it's like a giant caulk gun.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I see it. It's on Amazon.
Hey.
Any sushi recommendations for spring bass fishing?
Oh, good. Like that. Well, you put enough stuff in there, it'll be fine.
Laughing squid. No. No,
no, no, no, no, no.
You can also go to Mental Floss. It's on Mental Floss.
Oh, Mental Floss has it? Okay. Anyway.
Or I can just Google sushizi.
Okay, you can do that,
and
too.
I found it.
All right. How much does it cost?
Don't take the past of least resistance.
I mean, they range from like $10 on Amazon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, there's a Bazooka Sushizi for $6.85.
Nice.
Are there any used ones? Yeah,
no,
people ain't not been. So yeah, you take that and you squeeze it off onto your little sheets of seaweed paper.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you're
and then you still have to roll it in the seaweed
paper.
Yeah,
you got to do that. You have to do that, but that's okay.
But some people like rice on the outside anyway.
But yeah, that's true. That's see, I don't get that. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, it's fine.
Yeah,
and I kind of like sashimi, but they don't have a sashimi maker. Too, but,
you don't have to make it. You just cut it.
Because you see, it's out there. It's just right there. Anyway, all right. So that's it. And we'll do a story on wasabi one of these days. But in the meantime, because that'll set you free. That's for sure.
Yeah, it will.
Okay, so what is the difference between club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water? Any idea? Yeah, okay.
Nope.
Club soda, seltzer, and club
soda is
water.
Club soda is water that has a few add-ins like carbon dioxide for carbonation, and mineral-like ingredients like sodium bicarbonate and sodium citrate and also potassium sulfate. It's unflavored, but other than that, it kind of gives you a minerally taste. That's the reason it's good for a cocktail mixer. It's also good for just a plain thirst quencher, you know, the idea of that.
And this is club soda.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Club soda, actually, club soda, capital C, capital S, because it was a proper noun, as a matter of fact. There was a lawsuit that was settled back in 1896. So club soda over in Europe, in Great Britain and Dublin, capital S, capital C, as opposed to the rest of the world.
Okay.
Seltzer, like club soda, seltzer is also plain water with carbon dioxide that's been added for carbonation, but without any of the mineral additions that you would get in club soda. Likewise, it was a trademarked product back in 1728 in Germany. Then there's sparkling water, which a lot of folks really have. This comes from a natural spring or well, so it's got a natural water source that has the natural carbonation. Yes, that's the reason that bottle of Perrier is $2.12,
because
that's that, okay? But there's also sparkling water that isn't mineral-based. It just comes out of a spring and it's carbonated,
right.
Okay? Sometimes it's flavored, too. Now, tonic water is even different from those.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Okay? Tonic water, carbonated, but the big difference is it's got quinine.
Ah, is that what makes it taste kind of...
Yeah, like, yeah, whatever. I don't
bitter
care
taste,
for it.
I'm more of a club soda fan.
Yep, actually, quinine is found in the bark of a South American tree.
Oh.
And quinine was originally used as as malaria medicine. According to legend, British soldiers started mixing that stuff with club soda and sugar and gin. Hey! to make it go down easier. It's also fluorescent. So the next time you're trying to enjoy gin and tonic, find yourself a black light and reveal the blue glow.
See, someone had texted in when we picked cockroaches over club soda earlier and said, did y'all have that many facts about club soda?
Yeah.
And I bet we do.
This is a true story. A friend of mine and I, we were 50 years old when we were 8.
Okay.
And we were little James Bonds. We would drink tonic water and pretend it was martinis and play poker.
How funny.
Set up our little,
please tell me there are pictures.
I don't know if there's pictures, but we actually got in trouble, or we made it to where our elementary school wouldn't allow us to bring cards anymore, because we wouldn't go play at recess. We'd go sit up on the sidewalk and just play, you know, 5-card draw.
See, that's not good. Give you an opportunity to learn. Hey, we're doing ciphering. We take these together. We add the cards together. And we know what the number is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen,
we're just being classy.
Circling back to sushi for a minute.
Yep.
Your sushi may be undercover as another fish, and you don't know about it. Study out of Los Angeles.
You're right. I would have no idea.
Yep. Tested the fish at almost 24 highly rated sushi restaurants in the city. Found nearly half of them were not serving what they say that they were serving.
That's just some tuna right there.
That's it. Counterfeit. Paul Barber, UCLA professor who led the study, said fish fraud could be accidental. But I suspect that in some cases, the mislabeling is very much intentional.
Oh, for sure.
So it's hard to know where the supply chain begins. Fish fraud is real. It can affect you.
Well, even just saying it came from a certain place, it may be the same fish, but it came out of a farm, you know, 80 miles down the road.
As opposed to free-range fish.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, regarding sushi, did you guys see the report about tapeworm in
salmon that's used for sushi.
What? Stop it. Oh. Stop. Oh,
yeah, I've been eating so much.
Go ahead and Google it. I read it yesterday.
All right. Thank you.
I've been eating so much sushi.
I've been eating salmon. Don't kill me
with
that.
Yeah, that too. I love salmon.
Oh. All right.
Good
thanks
Philadelphia
a lot.
Roll.
I stunk up the break room of salmon just yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
That's kind of a buzzkill. All right. Well, why don't you check that real quick?
No, you check it.
I can't. I got to do the show. Here. All right, Brad.
Not I'll Googling tapeworm.
Salmon and tapeworm.
Ugh.
I hate that. I hate to hear that. All right, looking for a job that has...
You answered the phone. That was your fault.
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, gross.
Do we see a story about
it? Yeah, from Time, it says Japanese tapeworm may be contaminating raw sushi in the U.S. A new study's found. It's been detected in wild pink salmon from Alaska.
All right, there's your buzzkill right there. Thanks.
Senator Kishenko with your money now. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson visited Trump Tower yesterday to meet with an incoming president who has expressed concerns about the company's proposed purchase of Time Warner. But the two men apparently didn't discuss the elephant in the room. AT&T says the conversation focused on how the company can work with the Trump administration to increase investment in the U.S., stimulate job creation, and make U.S. companies more competitive globally. The Arizona Attorney General is planning to sue blood testing company Theranos, alleging it defrauded consumers in the state. The state said it began its probe after articles in the Wall Street Journal raised questions about Theranos' technology and operations. If the planned civil action moves forward, it would be the first lawsuit brought by a government entity to allege wrongdoing by Theranos. McDonald's is inviting bids for a significant stake in its Japan unit days after it reached a deal to sell its China and Hong Kong franchises. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher this morning. That's your money now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 826. Time to talk about things that are going on at Messina Hoff. Savannah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Guys, be that guy. Be that guy who actually plans ahead. Savannah is here to help you solve all of your problems if you'll just plan ahead.
Yes, right. Us ladies will love you.
Yep. Okay, what do you got for our Valentine's Day choices at Messina Hoff?
We have a Valentine's Day dinner and dance, which will be the Saturday before Valentine's Day. It'll be a three-course meal paired with Messina Hoff wines, and we'll have dancing. So that will be lots of fun. The other options we have are romantic cellar tours.
Right.
So there's three of those, three different chances. And these are really cool. It's actually one of my favorite things to do at Messina Hoff because you actually get to try wines from the tanks and barrels. They're always different depending on who your tour guide is, and we do the different themes. So this is a really fun one.
Now, they've got these set up for the Saturday and Sunday before Valentine's Day, so the 11th and 12th, so that's good, and then actually on Valentine's Day itself. So, again, be that guy. Do that on the 11th or 12th, and look at you. You realized it ahead of time. It's a good thing. Anyhow, now they need to make reservations for that because numbers are limited?
Yes, you do. You need to go online to make reservations or give us a call to make reservations. You can go online to messinahoff.com or you can give us a call at 979-778-9463, extension 234.
Okay, and you get a chance to, again, sample some of the product and they get to hear the entire Messina Hoff story, but Man, you end up with a Papa Polo port truffle, which is
yes,
not bad. Not a
bad
way to do that. Now, then, of course, there's the Vintage House, and you have dinners available there, too.
Yeah, so Valentine's Day is actually on a Tuesday this year, and normally we're closed on Tuesdays, but we're going to open it up.
Great.
So you can make reservations. It'll be a special set menu that our chef will create just for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really great option, too.
Right. Again, and it'll be crowded. I know that. So, again, if you want to be that guy who does that the weekend before, you could certainly do that, too. Right?
Yes, you could.
And finally, if you don't want to do the crowd thing, you don't want to do it that way, you can put together a Messina Hoff gift basket. Is that possible?
Yeah, we can put together custom gift baskets. You tell us the price and what you like. We can, you know, fill it all up for you. We can do those private labels. Of course, you'll want to get those in now if you want to do that, make a special label for...
Oh, wow. Yeah, listen to that again. Guys, we're giving you a great opportunity to really think ahead here.
Yes, I would love if someone gave me a private label.
That's kind of fun. So if you want some more information about all this, what do they do?
They can go to MessinaHoff.com, go to Facebook, any of our social media sites. You can also give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Great. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Since Apple was founded, critics, pundits, and analysts have clamored that the company was headed in the wrong direction. Today, those voices are louder than ever. Kim Komando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The latest to chime in, billionaire investor, eBay founder, and one of Silicon Valley's few Donald Trump supporters, Peter Thiel. He tells the New York Times that the Apple era has passed. The Wall Street Journal quickly followed up with a column claiming that Apple's critics may be right this time. Meanwhile, Apple's stock is generally up, yet iPhone sales declined last year for the first time. So is the age of Apple over? The iPhone marked its 10th anniversary a few days ago. In the spring, Apple will unveil the much-anticipated iPhone 8. Word is, they've been testing 10 different prototypes. This is good, because this event will be Apple's time to either seize the moment and reboost momentum or watch as its star finally begins to fade. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has approved rezoning more land for apartments. Last night's unanimous vote involved 6 acres the city plans to sell at Holloman and George Bush.
The property's been zoned for general commercial for over 30 years, I think, and so no, there hasn't been any interest in developing it as commercial when it was privately owned and owned as a city.
Jennifer Prohaska of the city's Economic Development Office says they do not know how many bedrooms will be in the complex.
7 multifamily structures. Proposed to be located primarily at the exterior property lines with parking in the center of the development. They have proposed a maximum of 4 stories on the proposed apartment buildings.
After the city sells the land, which is projected to be this summer, we'll find out the sales price and where the money will go. The city bought the property in 2009 for $2.6 million. A Bryan policeman whose life was saved after a gunshot hit his protective vest visited with reporters about what happened 3 weeks ago.
Impact point, still a little tender, a lot of bruising and some swelling. Impact point also received blisters. Blisters are gone, but I got a little reminder, a permanent reminder on my left chest of what happened.
Officer Joel Bravo, an 11-year member of the Bryan Police Department, returned to desk duty just 5 days after the December 22nd shooting. Then he returned to a night shift duty with a partner on New Year's Eve. Bravo has been on his own since a week ago, Wednesday. On the same day, reporters visited with Officer Bravo. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was in Austin calling on the legislature to approve spending $25 million despite budget constraints to equip all law enforcement with better body armor.
We make priorities. For me, the number one priority is to protect those who protect us.
The money would go towards the purchase of vests that can protect officers from high-caliber bullets. Competing farming interests in the Texas High Plains is the subject of an upcoming meeting involving Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell. That follows a meeting Cassell had with wine growers earlier this week.
Good news is farmers can get along, and so we're going to have to look at buffer zones around those vineyards and the cotton producers. And some of those guys, thank goodness, grow vines and cotton, and hopefully those gentlemen and women will be the ones that help us broker a deal.
Wine producers, including Bryan-based Messinahoff, say chemicals applied by cotton farmers are destroying vineyards. Cassell says the meeting will also include chemical manufacturers and the Texas Department of Agriculture. CHI St. Joseph Health has trimmed its workforce.
A spokeswoman says 22 positions, or less than 1% of the total workforce, were eliminated to achieve programmatic and operational efficiencies in light of market conditions. The layoffs, primarily in non-patient care roles, were not identified by location. St. Joseph, based in Bryan, also has locations in 9 other cities around the Brazos Valley. This week's announcement follows the reduction of 4 positions last August. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And firefighters and vehicles from around the state and nation could be coming to the Twin Cities to celebrate the life of a longtime director of the Teeks Fire Training School. Henry Smith, who died Wednesday at the age of 99, became acting director in 1955. When he retired in 1986, the Brayton training field doubled in size, and he received 2 Faculty Distinguished Achievement Awards from Texas A&M's Association of Former Students. Smith's funeral service is tomorrow morning at First Baptist Church in Bryan. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 70 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
836, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go.
High pressure to the east continues to bring warm weather up from the Gulf of Mexico. It's also bringing more and more in the way of moisture. Lots of clouds, some widely scattered showers for today with temperatures right around 75 this afternoon. Clouds, the risk of a shower tonight, were 60 to 65. There's a chance of showers tomorrow near 75. Clouds, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy and breezy, scattered shower Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And the weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Jay Sokol's here from College Station. How are you?
Hey, you did all that in one breath.
Yeah, I did. Thanks. What's going on?
Brought a guest.
Is there any other promotional help you need? Because, I mean, I gave you 2 good ideas. Was that last week with the cold weather and the stuff, doing the downhill bobsledding? Or
what
whatever.
Else you got? I've got a pen right here. I'm ready to go.
I don't know. Chelsea? There she left.
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
I'm here.
Well, Jay, you know, we're trying to help Jay Sokol come up with new marketing ideas for the City College Station.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We were trying to see if you, I don't know if you had anything. You know, I gave him two ideas last week.
I know. They're great ideas, by the way. Fantastic.
And then he challenged me back, and I don't really have anything.
Man.
I just didn't know if you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'll think about it. Think about it. Maybe we've been talking about cockroaches this morning,
you know?
And then Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, we could do the cockroach museum.
So,
that'd be pretty cool.
Ooh. You know, there have been a couple of, you know, like during finals week when things start getting a little, you know, hectic, and you find the dead cockroach in the hallway at Texas A&M, and they make like funeral.
I remember they did that. Yeah, that was a thing.
Ceremonial
for a while.
Burials for them and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
so
it was a thing.
Know.
All right. I mean, after all, this is the home of Texas A&M, right?
Right.
So
yep. Whoop. Gig'em.
It's in your slogan, right?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, never mind. All right. So you brought a guest with you.
I did. Yeah. If I stood on your shoulders, we would almost be the height of our guest. From your City College Station Community Services office, David Brower.
I tell you, good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks.
David, how tall are you?
I'm 6'8". So
okay.
Brower Tower.
I like
Brower,
that.
Yeah.
But I must tell you now that, and this is even more credenced, we have kind of old-time microphone stands here in our studio, and they're base, and then they come up to a set height. And that's fine for people who might be average or even shorter than average, as opposed to me, who is shorter than average, but I have one that can be adjusted tremendously. Well, quite honestly, you are a tremendous, a great argument for us to get the kind of microphone stand that I have that can be adjusted for the person who is taller than average. So between you and the new mayor of Bryan, we're working on that because I believe he's the tallest mayor in Bryan's history. And so we're gonna work on that. So maybe the next time you're in here, I've already talked to my general manager, we'll have a microphone stand where we'll be much more comfortable for you to speak to us, okay?
All right. That.
Okay, so anyway, so David, tell folks what you do at the City of College Station.
All right, well, I'm a community development analyst in the Community Services Department, and so one of the things we do is try to help people with housing. So we have a home buyer education class coming up, and, you know, there's a few things that you really need some instruction or some learning about before you do them. So power tools, right?
Sure.
Helps to read the manual. It goes better for you.
Yep.
Driving a car.
Yeah.
You got to get that education
you
first.
You do need to learn it.
Buying a house is the same way. You save a lot of heartache, and it goes better for you if you know what you're doing. So we've got a home buyer education class coming up. We've been doing these for a while. It's a great way to kind of either test the waters and see, okay, am I ready to buy a house? What's involved in it? Whether you're 5 years out or you want to buy a house next year, this is a good thing to come to. It's going to be in every Monday night in February, the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th from 6 to 7:30 at Fire Station 6 there on University Drive in Taro.
And limited number for the class, right?
There is. So we've got 25 people can come. It's there. It's on the door, the fire marshal says.
Yeah,
so
okay, that's how many. All right.
We're at the fire station, so we got it. But, right, so we're filling up. Register for the class now. Try to get your spot. But we'll do another one in the spring. So we'll have another one in April probably.
Well, now there's a cost involved because there are a lot of materials that are involved as well.
Well, right. And so I'd say maybe one in four people that come to the class buy this book.
Okay.
It's not required. It's $20 if you'd like to buy the book.
Okay.
It's a great resource. But then I'll also email out everybody. You'll get a copy of the PowerPoint slides. Can get those, and so it's not necessary.
For most of us, it's been so long since we bought that first house that it's hard to know. You might remember the emotional ups and downs, but just the work that you have to go through now ahead of time and the paperwork that has to be filed and the answers that lending institutions need are completely different than they were even 10 years ago.
Right, and so we start with the basics, and here in the new year, you know, kind of one of the bedrocks of financial planning is how to set a financial goal.
Sure.
Budgeting and goals. And so we'll start with that. It's never going to happen if you don't save the money for the down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at that, how you make a goal concrete and set a time frame and know how much you need and start saving for it, because you don't want to save for something that's nebulous. And
sure.
So we go over that, and then the next week, there on the 13th, we'll do credit, which is a scary thing for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
We're scared of what we don't know about. But hopefully after coming to this class, it'll be less scary.
Sure.
You'll know what affects your credit, how you can impact it, and then what lenders look for in credit. You know, there's a lot of things with credit. A mortgage lender reads a totally different credit report than an auto lender does. So you'll know about all that kind of stuff and feel comfortable with those. Then on the 20th, we'll look into mortgage lending. So what's an FHA loan versus a conventional, and what's a point.
Yeah.
What's private mortgage insurance and
things that you do have to know.
Right.
Is there a roadblock for a lot of people wanting to buy a home is that down payment, being able to get enough money together. Are there any programs that are out there and available that help people get over that hurdle?
God, yes, there are.
Okay,
and so we've got, you know, whether you live or whether you want to live in City of Bryan, City of College Station, or in the county, all three areas have a down payment assistance program. You need to be at 80% or below the area median income, which you can make quite a bit. If you're a family of four, you can make right around $46,000 a year and still qualify. In College Station, we'll provide up to 30% of the sales price of the house, capped right below, $49,999 we'll provide, just to help people access the market. It's a loan that you pay back when you no longer live in the house. There's no interest. And so one of the reasons we started doing this class was just to, we realized, hey, people are coming in for this down payment assistance and not really knowing the ABCs of buying a house. And so this really helps us. It's open to anyone, but it's a good way for us to let people know about that down payment assistance as well, so that they can actually find a house and purchase it.
Buying a home is a major part of the American dream. So again, these are classes that are in February and numbers are limited. So if they want some more information or register, what do they do?
They can go online. So cstx.gov/homebuyer. cstx.gov/homebuyer. You can get more information and register there. For down payment assistance, you can go to cstx.gov/down payment. All one word, or give us a call. We'd be glad to talk with you more about the classes or our programs, especially down payment assistance. You can call 979-764-3778.
Great. Thanks for the time this morning, David.
Thank you.
Yep. What else you got for us?
Reminder that registration is still underway for the Brazos Valley Senior Games. Those are scheduled for February 24th through the 26th. Lots of events for those age 50 and up to participate in. A lot of fun, draws a lot of people from around the state and even out of state come and participate.
Make sure they know about the cell phone rules. You don't want them to get angry because they get a ticket because they come here and they're talking.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, and by the way, you're a fairly lazy guy.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I just wanted to point out the last year's oldest male athlete was just over 90, competed in 6 running events.
Get out.
Oldest female athlete was 89, competed in the 1,500-meter run. We even had a former Olympian from the 1952 Summer Olympic Games. He placed 11th in the triple jump back then. He competed in the discus, the hammer throw, the javelin, and the shot put last year. What's your excuse?
Yeah, no kidding. I ought to be there. I'll be yelling for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go visit cstx.gov/senior games. You can download the registration packet and find out all about it.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's the folks from the City of College Station here on Fridays, our community segment on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Come join fellow conservatives as the Republican Party of Brazos County hosts its 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, Thursday, January 26th at the Hilton College Station, featuring keynote speaker, Fox News contributor, and decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth. As the former CEO of Concerned Veterans for America, Hegseth built the largest conservative veterans advocacy organization in America and led the charge for real reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs. For more information on the 2017 Reagan Day Dinner, log on to BrazosGOP.org.
Boy, you talk about an expert in her field. That would be Kathy Nolte. She's been with the Washington on the Brazos between Navasota and Brenham on 105. Been there for more than 2 decades now. And like a lot of people in their jobs, she started it with an internship.
In 1996, that's when it all began. Then I went on to work full-time as the Independence Hall interpreter. In 2000, I moved to Fanthorpe In-State Park, our sister park in Anderson, 1850 Stagecoach Inn, and managed that site. And then in November of 2007, I went over to Barrington Living History Farm as the manager of that site. And then December 13, I moved back up here as the complex manager superintendent for the entire complex. So it's kind of been a circuitous little route up to the top.
Doing what you love, loving what you do, and doing it every day at Washington on the Brazos. Well, how did Kathy Nolte develop this passion for history?
Well, it's interesting because my major at Texas A&M was actually wildlife science, wildlife management. And I started here, as I said, working a summer internship and got involved with a summer day camp that we had. And that camp involved a special cultural history day, a natural history day, and a conservation program day. So that's how I got started with the history of the area. And of course, being a native Texan, I had a pretty good base knowledge of Texas history.
Yeah, she's been added at the Republic of Texas Museum for 18 years, but she's the first to say that she couldn't do it alone. She's got staff that's been there a long time, too. Staff just as dedicated as she is.
I have a wonderful staff. I'm blessed with people that are all very committed to the sites and care about Texas history, and most importantly, they care about educating and inspiring our visitors, our guests, to know more about this time period and the significance of Texas history to the people here.
So I asked Kathy Nolte, what would she tell young people in high school or in college wanting to do what she does, wanting to further their own interest and passion in history, in Texas history? How do you get on to a job like this?
With this particular kind of site, a historic site, any kind of history degrees, anthropology, archaeology, works very well. Also, more generally, a degree in parks, recreation, and tourism. If you're looking at Texas parks and wildlife in general, of course, wildlife, fisheries, things like that. And of course, Texas Parks and Wildlife has an amazing website, and there is a jobs tab on that that you can go to, and you can peruse and see what positions are available across the state, and then it's an online application.
And that's Kathy Nolte, nearly two decades on the job at the Republic of Texas Museum at Washington on the Brazos. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
You set the price. No reasonable offer refused.
The fine jewelry liquidation at David Gardner's in College Station, Texas, ended last Sunday. But we still have an incredible selection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more that must be sold. However, time ran out.
We want to give you one last chance to take advantage of this situation. So for 4 days only, Thursday through Sunday, January 12th through the 15th, no reasonable offer will be refused on all fine jewelry. This is your opportunity to acquire David Gardner's quality jewelry at prices dictated by you.
Everything must be sold before ending our once-in-a-lifetime sale.
David Gardner's Fine Jewelry Liquidation. 4 days only, Thursday through Sunday, January 12th through the 15th. No reasonable offer will be refused. This offer will not be extended. Exclusively at 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Hey, football fans, Snickers and Skittles are squaring off in the Candy Bowl, an epic battle of Super Bowl party favorites. So, what's it gonna be? Are you Team Snickers with its roasted peanuts, nougat, caramel, and milk chocolate? Or are you Team Skittles, a fan of the five fruity flavors that let you taste the rainbow? Check out special in-store displays. You could score NFL season tickets from Snickers and Skittles, official sponsors of Super Bowl 51. No purchase necessary. Visit Facebook.com/Snickers for official rules. Promotion ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern on February 27, 2017.
Maybe you got a new dog for Christmas. Maybe you gave a loved one a brand new puppy or dog. Don't forget the most important part about your relationship with your dog. That is the training. There is no relationship better than you can have with a fully trained dog. It's a life with your pet as opposed to a life about controlling your pet. Sit means sit is who you need to talk to. They've got packages for everybody. No matter what, they have the options for you. And I can tell you personally, they work. Check them out. SitMeansSit.com.
He's the boss.
Heck yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah, that's it.
He's
standing at a perfectly sized microphone right now.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
I have to bring that subject up as well because I had a very nice lady from United Way of Brazos Valley, Allison Prince, and Crystal Crowell from BV Casa in studio the other day, both of whom are close to 6 foot tall. I think Crystal is taller than 6 foot. And we had uncomfortable mic situations.
Yep. Well, he promised me that he's going to do that.
Well, I asked again. Just moments ago, I saw the engineering department walking down the hall, and I said, don't forget Scott's microphones. He was complaining about that again this morning.
Yeah. Did it make the list of things they'll never do?
And the engineering department said, imagine that.
Yeah.
They have a list. But, I've made it because I asked for something that apparently was
That's
just,
okay. I asked for you guys to get rid of the cassette machines out of your newsroom, and that's never happened.
Because it's going to go right into the engineering room and all that clutter.
That's right.
So you had the best interest of the company in mind for not cleaning up the newsroom, right?
David's 6'8". You know, he had a problem.
My microphones are nice and adjustable. Yeah.
So we've come up with a new prize package for our listeners.
What's that? By the way, Chelsea and I are going to work on a new thing together. We realize that you never actually say your name.
No, I don't.
And the other day, I had someone who kept referring to you by a wrong name. A listener who listened religiously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, genuflected when you came on. Listened religiously.
What did you think they called him?
Tom. But anyway, so I realized you never say your name. So Scott DeLucia, we're going to start saying your name more on the radio. So
Scott DeLucia, how is your Friday the 13th
there
been?
You go. It's, you know, it's been okay, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
That's good, Scott
flying
DeLucia.
Today.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm flying today on Friday the 13th,
well,
and I'm sitting in seat 13F.
No, you're not.
I am.
Oh,
row F.
Oh,
13F. Row 13, seat F.
I mean 13F, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I know. American apparently has no qualms about putting a row 13 on their planes. United doesn't.
ABC and DEF.
No. They just skip. No.
United skips 13.
No. Skips. We're skipping letters. I'm talking about seats because you're in a baby jet, aren't you?
In order to keep all the window seats at A and F.
Okay.
They skip. They just don't. Put the number on there. But I think United doesn't put a 13 on there.
Well,
I'm almost certain.
Are you going to Italy? Because in Italy, 13 is a lucky number.
Yeah.
So.
Well, here's the reason I brought you in this.
Oh, good.
So you can see this.
Oh, there's a reason.
Yes. Stonehenge Road Tunnel planned to ease traffic at Ancient England Monument.
They're digging under Stonehenge?
Well, I don't think so. I think it's a controversial four-lane highway that will be constructed. Oh, it is. Under Stonehenge. Planners announced that yesterday.
That's a big mistake.
There are going to be a lot of T-shirt shops that are going out of business.
Yeah.
No, there are no T-shirt shops at Stonehenge.
How do you do what? Because they did Chunnel, they think now let's go under Stonehenge?
I don't know, man. That's kind of terrifying in its own little way.
People at 1.8 miles.
Because if something falls off Stonehenge, like a bird or anything, they're not touching it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there to stay.
Yeah, it's a shrine.
We don't really know what it's for, so you might be messing with something mystical.
Yeah. No idea.
Have they ever? They've done ground-penetrating radar around Stonehenge.
Yeah, the National Geographic Service has. I don't know about, British heritage or English heritage or whatever.
Well, I had two more things. First, the prize we're going to give away. We're going to give away Cadbury Oreo eggs.
Yep, but we have to partner with a radio station in Canada.
Can you help us with that?
Yeah, I can.
Do
I
you
know
have that, friends?
I have a couple of friends. Okay. John Paul is his name, and he has stations in Canada.
Okay. Perfect.
Is it John Paul or Jean Paul?
No, he's on the English side.
No, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't live in Canuckistan.
So, okay, so we want as many of those as we can probably buy. And
as many as we can get.
Yeah, that'd be the second thing we found out today, and we didn't have time to do the story.
No, I actually have to tell me what you're talking about, of course, but I'm pretending
it's
I understand.
Cadbury eggs, you know those. They're not filled with cream nougat. They're filled with crushed up Oreos.
But they're only available in Canada.
And they're only available in Canada.
Which, come on, you know, right?
So what better thing to do
John's
than to
John's a bit of a straight shooter. I'm not sure he's going to buy into the whimsy here.
Well, we have
tell
to do
tell him we'll trade these.
Yeah,
we'll
give
him
trade.
There's no whimsy here. We're very serious.
The idea is these are prizes that are not available in America. There's a value to that.
It's worth it.
Very valuable.
It's worth it.
It
I see. Good. It's worth it. Yeah.
Okay, the second thing is I didn't have time to do this today, but this is kind of an interesting story. Dinosaurs, some of them came out of eggs, right?
Right.
We know that.
As far as we know, yes.
As far as we know. It sometimes took them months to hatch.
Like Hatchimals.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Dinosaurs were Hatchimals. That's what we'd have to
the original. The original Hatchimal.
Unless I see it on YouTube, I'm not buying it.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah.
Or BuzzFeed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've been here a long time, but I never saw a dinosaur hatch over months.
Okay. Well, of course not. You have been here a long time.
We also need to buy a Sushizimi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already
a Sushizi.
Yeah,
I need a spare mouse pad while I'm here. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right,
we're all running through our dreams.
We're running through our dream list. Okay, so anyway, so you're headed east today, and so say hi to everybody over there in the land with few teeth, and we'll enjoy that. And I had a Peter Dinklage story, but you don't do that. We only have about 25 seconds.
It'd have to be a short story.
Yes, it would.
See what you did there.
I already have them right there. That's all right. And then finally, this is interesting. According to a new study, people judge conservative politicians to be better looking.
Well.
Yeah.
It is. Let's see, there's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And then
And finally.
And then there's the sleazebag operatives.
Yeah. In a new report, scientists say that just by changing two sets of neurons, you can turn mice into savage predators. So think about that for the weekend. WTAW College Station, Brian.